The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Now, about 8 days after Jesus had foretold his death and resurrection, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Imagine with me that you are either Peter or James or John. You get to pick. If you want a more popular role, pick Peter. But if you are more of an observer, go ahead with James, the first apostle to be martyred. So think about that. Or maybe John, the beloved disciple, Jesus' favorite. Now, Jesus has asked you to accompany him on one of his many retreats from the huge crowds that follow him around. You are excited at this proposition because you're simply exhausted. Even so, you gladly hike up the very top of the mountain, and the crisp, clean air flows by, and that helps Jesus to relax and breathe. He finds the sweeping view of the valley below to be peaceful. You spread out your blankets on the ground and settle in for a well-deserved rest. From the back of the donkey, John retrieves a picnic basket, opens it up, and serves everyone lunch. Since all of us have recently been given the power and authority by Jesus to cure diseases, proclaim the kingdom of God, and to heal, James is quite comfortable blessing the food himself. You are grateful it is not the leftover bread and fish that seemed to go on for days, even though it only started with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Well fed, you settle into a comfortable position, and Jesus, as usual, finds a special spot not far away to pray. Before you know it, you are reflecting on a bunch of stuff Jesus unloaded on you about a week ago. Peter started. He answered Jesus' questions about who we all thought he was by blurting out that Jesus is the Messiah of God, God's anointed one. After that, Jesus got all agitated. What was that that he said? "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then Jesus went on with a lecture about how we are to deny ourselves, stop being self-centered people, prone to blaming others and being violent. That we have to take up that cross every day and be like him. Lord, I don't know if I have the strength. I'm so tired. Look at Jesus over there, so absorbed in communing with God. I wish I was that close to God. Into the scene that we are in, just as we are about to fall asleep in the late afternoon warmth, the area around becomes lit up as if by magic. Jesus' face is glowing. He no longer wears a tunic, but is dressed in bright white robes of splendor. And can you believe it? Moses and Elijah are there too, talking to Jesus. All of us jump to our feet and behold, dumbfounded, the most mystical moment in the Gospels. And in fact, we behold and witness the mystery still. Not just in the story of glory where prophets reappear and Jesus is transfigured, a story that has forever sparked our imaginations and those of artists and poets, but especially through the words that we hear that day on the mountain. For what Jesus, Moses, and Elijah are talking about is suffering. They are talking about Jesus's departure, his death, that is not very far into the future. This is not an easy conversation to have, no matter who you are. Even the prospect of suffering causes anxiety in the human creature, let alone actually experiencing it. I don't even like the prospect of having to have a hip replacement sooner than later. Imagine Jesus trying to wrap his mind around what was to come. Imagine him trying to control his panic. Imagine him speaking his pain to Moses and Elijah and taking solace in his relationship with them, soaking up their presence, their wisdom, and their comfort. Imagine how overwhelmed we all are on that mountain when we hear once again that Jesus is going to have to suffer and die. In the inability to tolerate the stress of impending doom, Peter breaks in and tries to fix it all by talking Jesus, Moses, and Elijah into staying on the mountaintop where the air is fresh and clean. "This is avoidable," he shouts. "You don't have to even come close to Jerusalem. I can build you all houses right here. Stay with me." The fact that Jesus' suffering seems so unnecessary makes it even more excruciating. Enter God. If we weren't terrified before, we sure are now. We are all enveloped in a cloud. It's not really a dark cloud, though it certainly feels like it. It seems that God has had just about enough of our inability to really hear Jesus. "This is my son, my chosen," God says. "Listen to him." Or could God have actually said it another way? "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. Please listen to him. You will learn about who I am if you can but tune your ears to Jesus. You will learn that I am always with each and every one of you, even in your suffering. That nothing can separate me from you, not even death." Did you know that you too are in my presence every time you sit in silence, every time you cry out your pain or anger, every time in your exhaustion you rest and commune with me. Did you know that you are being Jesus? Every time you remember someone who is hurting or afraid, every time you're in relationship that offers comfort and healing words to another, sustenance for the journey. Every time you seek forgiveness or are able to forgive someone else who has caused you pain. Every time you share your own grief with another trusted friend. It is time for us to come down from the mountain where the air is rarely polluted. It is time to take up our cross that creates in us compassion for ourselves and for all those who suffer. In our humanness, let us try not to leave Jesus too far behind, for God asks us to look to Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God asks us to look to Jesus for assurance that even in the valley of the shadow of death, we are never alone. God asks us to look to Jesus for the promise that the cloud will lift and we too will be transfigured. God asks us to trust that we too will always, always be resurrected. We do not have to have a mystical mountaintop experience to know God. We do not need to be an expert to heal or to bless or to proclaim the kingdom of God. All we need is the ears to hear Jesus. Amen.